Watch, pro-abortion protester yells suck my DCK, BTCH toward pro-life students. By Bob Price on June 21, 2022. A pro-abortion activist shouted and made obscene gestures toward pro-life college students at a rally outside the U.S. Supreme Court Tuesday. Activists on both sides await a ruling that could potentially reverse Roe v. Wade. College students gathered outside security fencing at the Supreme Court. Counter-protesters gathered and began harassing the pro-life students. Pro-abortion demonstrators brought out the loudspeakers to their protest in front of the Supreme Court. pic.twitter.com/gbor. Julio Roses, at Julio underscore Roses 11, June 21, 2022. Townhall.com senior writer Julio Roses tweeted a video showing a woman screaming obscenities at the students. She then makes an obscene hand gesture. A pro-abortion protester heckles at activists with Students for Life. She tells them to suck my dick, bitch, and mimics jerking off. Hard to hear, I think she said. You will not take my right away. I will always get an abortion. I'll go in a back alley and will fucking die. pic.twitter.com/5lookposk0. Julio Roses, at Julio underscore Roses 11, June 21, 2022. Suck my dick, bitch, the woman yells at the students. She then begins to mimic masturbating an imaginary penis. You will not take my right away, she screamed. I will always get an abortion. I'll go in a back alley and will fucking die. Protests mounted outside the court following a leak of a draft of an opinion in the case of Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization. The case centers on a Mississippi law prohibiting abortions after 15 weeks. The leak raised concerns from the left that Roe v. Wade would be overturned. Breitbart's Penny Star reported that Jane's Revenge, a radical pro-abortion group, is planning acts of domestic terrorism if the court overrules the landmark case on abortion rights. Meanwhile, Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives called on U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland to investigate vandalism and acts of violence aimed at pro-life pregnancy centers across the U.S. Conservatives expressed outrage when Garland refused to prosecute threats made against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh following the leaked draft, Breitbart's Robert Krajicek wrote. Judicial Crisis Network President Carrie Severino appeared on Breitbart News Daily and stated, "What's so flabbergasting to me is that Merrick Garland was a federal judge. He served with Justice Kavanaugh for a decade. I don't understand why we've seen in him, as Attorney General, really just allowing the most radical liberal voices to just run ramshackle over all of what the Department of Justice's real priorities ought to be. This is a serious issue, and by ignoring it this long, it's just grown in magnitude. Merrick Garland is really the only person that has really actually condemned some of this. But even so, it's been very, very slow in coming. And I think we haven't seen actual action on the part of the Department of Justice to say, hey guys, you're now on notice that we've let you walk around here, so far. We're going to be starting to prosecute. So please leave, or we're going to be arresting you. It's not just saying, these laws are on the books, but, we are not going to enforce them. That is not a good way to go about law enforcement." Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.